Here we go, guys. In lesson 73, we're showing you the last lesson that we have here that talks about the last argument we had on animal systems and how they point to an intelligent designer. They're actually evidence for the existence of God. This lesson 73 looks at bombardier beetles. If you remember, if you go back to lesson 70 where we began, we talked about the bat's echolocation system. And then in lesson 71, we talked about the godwit's migration. Then in lesson 72, we talked about the blood circulation system in a giraffe. And now here we are with the last one, the bombardier beetle's defense system. If you look in Genesis chapter 1, verses 24 to 25, that's where God says he created also every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So we wanted to give an example of an insect and a special design system that the bombardier beetle has for its defense. You can see a picture here of that beetle and then its abdomen in the back, and then a chamber with enzymes in the front. If you click on the screen for a sec, the abdomen, it contains inhibitor chemicals that prevent the normal explosive reaction that would happen with hydroquinone and hydrogen peroxide, both of which are found in the storage chamber in the back, in that abdomen. Now, there's an inhibitor in there that keeps them from exploding, but there's a sphincter muscle that's held tight, and that sphincter muscle is what separates what's in the front chamber, which are two enzymes, catalase and peroxidase. Now, they're kept safe, separate from the two chemicals that are in the abdomen, because if they weren't, when those two chemicals combine, you're going to get an explosion with the enzymes. Well, what happens is there's a very precise moment when that beetle feels threatened where it loosens its sphincter muscle, and that split second, those chemicals combine with the inhibitor chemicals that are in the abdomen with the hydroquinone and the hydrogen peroxide, and you get an explosion. And the beetle knows when it opens its sphincter and they combine, it shoots it at its prey, and it literally explodes in its prey's face. If that beetle opened that sphincter muscle beforehand too soon, or if that beetle allowed any leakage, if it didn't control that just right, the beetle explodes. There's a precise mechanism that makes that all work together. Now, how on earth could a system like this that controls the separation of two chemicals and two enzymes that normally, when they touch, would cause an explosion, it's kept precisely so that when that sphincter opens, it can explode when it's released? How does the beetle know to do that? There couldn't be incremental gradual changes in this process, because the beetle would just keep blowing itself up. So it had to all be there at the same time. There's no way you could have just pieces of it there at one time and you add pieces later. Again, another example of an irreducibly complex system. Well, there's an answer in the Bible. The fact that God says he created these. And remember what we've been saying. If you want to understand the evidence for the existence of God, one of the best things you can do is study animals. So this is our lesson 73, the bombardier beetle.